We know everyone's busy, and people focus on the things they have to do, not necessarily the things they want to do. On this episode of The Leadership Hustle, we'll talk about the art of letting go, so you get to spend more time doing the things you want.
Hello, and welcome to The Leadership Hustle, for executives whose companies are growing fast and need leaders who are ready.
Hey, I'm Andrea Fredrickson, and I have Michelle Hiller with me today.
Hello.
And today we are going to address the topic of letting go. And this topic came about because Michelle and I have recently been hearing the response to the question, so how are you? And the answer has been, I am so busy. I'm good, but I'm busy. And it feels like when people answer this question with busy, I'm not sure if they're even really thinking about it. That may be one. Or it feels a little bit like, are people wearing it as a badge of honor? Or does it feel like, if I don't answer the question, I'm so busy, I'm not carrying the weight of what I'm supposed to be doing? Or I don't know where this answer is. Like, what is this answer? It's like, I'm so busy. Everybody's busy. And so is it busier than somebody else? Or do you want me to feel sorry for you? Or I don't know what this is.
It could just be it. They're just busy. I mean, it could be that simple.
It could be just that simple.
It could just be that simple. But my thought does go to when we get so busy, we get in more of a, I'm going to say, a little more of a reactive mode where we're just trying to knock shit out, right? Mm-hmm. And it's do. And we forget to kind of pull back and spend a little time really thinking about what are the things I'm working on and get a plan in place and what are some things maybe I should let go of because someone else could be doing it. Someone
right.
else should be doing it, actually, because maybe I'm not developing the team around me because I am so busy over here and now I'm trying to take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, with that reactive mode has an impact.
It feels reactive too, right? And so recognizing that as humans, we get caught into habits and patterns. And we thought today really is, you know, there's just not going to be enough time or enough bandwidth to address everything that we either want to get done or that is on our plate. And so let's take a look at, it's not just a delegation issue. I think that, you know, it's really about what's the plan, what are we trying to accomplish, and are we moving our activities toward the outcome, or are we just standing on this treadmill going through the motion of do, right? And so are running from one meeting to the next. And although maybe not everybody's on back-to-back Zoom meetings or video meetings, but they are running from one event to the other without creating time to work on the business.
Correct.
Right? So what are some of the things that you challenge the leaders that you coach to start doing once they recognize that I'm busy and what do I do with all my tasks and the bit of time that I have? What should I be doing?
My typical go-to question is going to be, who's better suited to do it? In the sense of, what are those things that you must do, right? And what are those things that need to get done, but someone else could do? And someone else could do it because of development, really, is where
right.
I'm looking at. Developing the people around you.
Yeah, but Michelle, it's just easier for me to do it myself.
That's,
it takes no time
self-talk.
To teach me. I'm already done, right?
Exactly. Or I can do it faster or better. They're not gonna do it as good as me. They might miss something, or I don't wanna be, you know, some of it's the fear of missing out. I don't wanna be included if I'm not the one that does it. I'm not gonna be the hero. I mean, it's all these things that people will start saying is, yeah, but what is your real goal? What is your job? If you're managing people now, that I guess I'm directing that to people that are either leaders of leaders or leaders of individuals that are getting things done, right?
Right.
And, you know, it's what is your real goal in what you have to get accomplished? Because is it that you have to be the one that does it, or is it I'm developing the people around me so we're all doing it? We all maybe have different parts and pieces, but it's part of the elevating the whole organization as we're going through this busy time.
Right. And granted, we want to be busy because days go faster, right? And we want to be busy because we can move things forward as quick as I can, or we can accomplish our goals much more quickly. There's lots of reasons to be busy, right? But the reality is, I know for myself, there are things that if I don't stop and think, do I need to do this? And I know this sounds like a basic delegation conversation, but it's going to be a little bit more than that. Do I need to be doing this? Do I need to make this decision? I don't need to make every decision, right? Do I need to do this task, or is it I'm too lazy to train somebody on it, right? Or I haven't trained them enough on something, and so when they do it, they miss that last 15-20%, and that's my preference that I feel like I have to, like, is my preference more important, or is it that they learn to do something, right?
Correct.
Or I just, like, they're already busy. Why am I going to delegate to them? And I think that...
Assumption, though.
It's absolutely an assumption, that because they tell me they're busy.
Correct.
Right? So I'm listening to what they're telling me. I don't disagree with them. Why would I disagree with anybody? But the point is, what are we doing to help those that we lead discern what is necessary to be done and what's just, we don't need to do that anymore, or it needs to be automated, or it needs to be shared with somebody else? Like, there's a whole lot of other answers other than just piling more on someone else's responsibility.
Correct. Well, and part of that, though, is if you're delegating to them, then the conversation might be, what do they need to let go of? Because someone else on the team can learn from it. It's just having that matrix of where everyone's skills and I'm going to say responsibilities, but it's not that. It's skills and experiences. And when you've got a few people with a lot of skills and experiences, you're always going to have, as people enter into your team, they're all going to be at different places. So while you've got some people that are really good at these things, you've got other people that haven't experienced and developed the skills. So they need to hand off some of those things, possibly. Then you
right.
can hand off yours, which is, when I say hand off, it's building and developing them. You can train them, quote unquote, give them that knowledge, but they have to do it. They have to practice it to gain the understanding.
Right.
So they have to practice it multiple times. So that whole process of, well, I've already asked them to do it before. Well, we need to ask them to do it multiple times because that's how they're going to get better. If they're only delivering it at about 80%, to get them to that 100%, we've got to let them do it and do it and do it. And what'd they learn from it? What would they adjust differently? How, you know, what, next time, what do you want to make a note so you remember to do, right? So then that way they can get better.
Right.
Because that's really your goal. It's about developing everyone on the team, not just certain people.
And just because you told them doesn't mean they're going to remember all of it. Or even the act of doing something is completely different than how you have it arranged in your mind. We do this exercise as one of our icebreakers where we have people draw their partner. And I ask them once they show the drawing, and this is with very, very few exceptions, that did what I want to draw actually show up on the page?
No.
I mean, there's only a few people that can draw what they actually see in front of them and it looks exactly how they imagined
yes.
it to be, right?
Correct.
And so when we delegate something and we do something for the very first time, how it comes out isn't always as we expect it to. And that's where we talk about, you have to give people time to practice.
Mm-hmm.
But if you only do it once a month, the practice happens
once a month.
Okay? And so helping people iterate to what that new best practice, the new next version, it's how they learn the process of what makes it better. What do they need to adjust?
Yes, yes. And that's that whole letting go, though, right?
Right.
Because we'll justify, I can just do it faster, quicker, or better. Well, yeah, possibly, because you've been doing it for years.
You've been practicing it.
You've
for
been
years.
Practicing it day after day. Now your job is to let them practice it. And of course they're not going to be where you're at. We've got to set realistic expectations. But the goal is that they get better.
Right. So this whole letting go thing. What do we want our team to look like? What do the individuals aspire to learn, do, be, become, or experience?
Mm-hmm.
And for some of them, they don't even know what some of those experiences can be because we're the only ones that know about those things.
Correct.
So what we're doing, and I don't know the last time I heard somebody say, I'm going to delegate this to you. Nobody says that. Only people in leadership development talk about delegating.
They call it that.
Right, right. We talk about it from, hey, I want you to learn how to do this, or I'm going to start having you do this, and then eventually this will be your responsibility.
Yes.
Literally, that's the definition of delegation, but we just don't call it delegation. And so by having these one-on-ones that we've talked about in other episodes, we can talk about as their experiences change and their life changes and the business change, we need to keep having those conversations so we are intentionally moving things to people that that find those things interesting, that seem to fit with their book of work, mm-hmm. that also maybe they find something that they absolutely love and they just like, this is the thing that gives them joy. Maybe it doesn't give you joy, right?
And maybe they didn't even know it was gonna give them joy, but after they start doing it, they're like, oh, this is really cool.
Right, and once we do that and we recognize that people are going to need to practice those things, keep your fingers out of it.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
One of the things that we talk about to leaders is, okay, I'm gonna give this to you, but let them know when you're going to check in on them. Hey, I want this, can we get this done in 2 weeks? Can we talk about this at the end of 1 week to see where you're at, what's challenging, if there's any questions you have, but otherwise I'm not gonna be like, so how we doing? So how we doing?
Correct.
So how we doing? Right?
It's where are like, you at with this? Where are you at with this? I'll call them boundaries, but it's very simple. When do we need it done by? What are the expectations? So what does good look like?
Right.
What is it that we're really striving to have them achieve, you know, to accomplish? What's their authority to say yes or no to? So you can answer any question, or there are certain questions that check with me before, right? You have to kind of know about those things. And so that's the authority, and I'm missing
responsibility
one.
Responsibility, authority.
Yeah, gosh, I'm missing one.
Okay.
It'll come to me.
Okay.
But anyway, it's having those conversations up front, which that when we need it done by, so let's meet at this, mm-hmm. you know, how do you feel about meeting here, just to kind of connect. It's like micro. So then they can do what they need to do to be successful. They know what questions maybe to ask even after they get into it.
And as you are having that conversation, recognize, is this what your expectation is? It needs to be done this way for some specific reason, right? Or is it your preference? And do you share? I tend to do it this way because I prefer these things, or I prefer when these tabs, or whatever those things are. Let them know it's a preference,
yes.
But it's by an absolute not necessary that you have to follow that preference, but you can create your own preferences.
Correct.
Along the way of what is non-negotiable.
Yes, non-negotiables, that was it.
Okay.
I knew it would come to me.
Okay.
But yeah, what is a non-negotiable? You know, non-negotiable might be number of hours, budget, time, the deadline. There could be one or two things that might be a non-negotiable.
And I think that I love the fact that you bring up, if you expect something to take, like if it takes more than some number of hours. So I was messing around with PowerPoint a couple weeks ago. And
that can be hours.
I can lose hours. And not that I'm an expert at PowerPoint at all, but I had seen something and I was just curious about it. And I said, if I can't figure this out in 15 minutes, I am not doing this thing. But I had to give myself
time limits
because otherwise it takes away from your other high payoff things or your other priorities that you're
yeah.
doing. So let's go back to the art of letting go. Are there other things? What are some of the best bits of advice that either you have been given or that you have given others related to, you gotta let it go because you can't, there's not enough bandwidth, there's not enough time for you to do everything. Any offerings there?
Mine just goes, a lot of times just goes back to the goal. What is the goal?
Okay.
When we're delegating, why are we doing that? What is the goal there? Because when you have the big picture goal is that you've got a team of 10 or whatever that number is, that they all can help each other, that they all have certain skills that they're the expert in versus not and so forth, right? Your job is to help get that goal, help them reach that goal.
Sure.
So it's focusing on, I'm gonna say it's focusing how your goal changes, because as if you are once responsible for always doing things,
sure.
You were rewarded, you know, through whether it was promotions, financial rewards and so forth, had great reviews because you're a great doer. Now your goal's different, that you've transitioned into a manager. And that goal now is going to be different for you, is your success is when they're successful. When they're doing really well and they're doing great, maybe even better than you, that's now you're winning, right? So it's that mindset of that my job is to make sure they can do these jobs really freaking well.
Right.
So that's kind of where I go with
it. And I guess my mind kind of dovetails off on that, in that I have to remember someone else let me do this.
Yes, I do. I ask that question.
Right? Somebody trusted me to figure it out or to learn it or to practice it. And by doing that, I figured it out, right?
Correct.
And so if we are not doing that for others, how would we have felt if we hadn't had the opportunity to try these new things or take on these new responsibilities? The respect that we feel when we are given something that's a challenge, mm-hmm. and added to our responsibility list. You know, one of the things I have in my promise to those I work with is I promise to challenge you. I promise to make sure that you have the opportunity to try new things and to learn something different. And if I take on all those things, you're not going to, you know, nobody in the company is going to get to learn those things. And I think that remembering that is part of the art of, we're not just handing things off. We're really looking at, someone gave us a chance. Let's give other people the authority and the responsibility and the respect that they can do things maybe even better than each one of us.
Yeah. Well, and it goes back to, too, how do you want your people to view you, right? Do you want them to feel that you trust them? Do you want them to feel that you're helping them grow and creating a future? Do you want them to feel that you believe in them? You know, the simple process of providing people opportunities to develop new skills and learn new things and engage in the business differently, right, that can cause them to feel all of those things.
And we personally will be able to take on other responsibilities.
We get to learn and grow.
To do because we have helped other people grow. And maybe that's a motivator for you. So there's an art in recognizing, I get to do some of the things that I either need to do that I haven't had a chance to do, or things I've wanted to do but haven't had time because I've gotten myself caught up in
this little
other stuff that other people really could be taking on.
Correct.
So thanks for joining us on this episode of The Leadership Hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode.